Hey, my friend, welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach. I'm an ads expert, and most importantly, I'm a dad. And this show is where we help established online course creators and coaches create more profit, more impact with less hustle. All right, let's get into it. All right. What's up, my friend? Welcome to another quick tip episode here on the Art of Online Business podcast. I'm pumped up this morning. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I've had two coffees already before I'm recording this episode. So let's dive right into it, shall we? And you read the title of today's episode correctly. And if you haven't broken your business recently, I want you to break your business. Here is what I'm talking about. Let me explain all this. Let's say that you are planning an extended vacation, like a month plus away from the day-to-day of your business. Maybe you're not going to be completely disconnected for that time. Hopefully you are, but you're going to be away from the day-to-day and you're feeling anxious about the business continuing to run smoothly and, you know, it's not going to crash and burn while you're taking a vacation, right? You think that because you're going to be removed from the day-to-day, that things are going to fall apart, that revenue is going to dry up, that your students won't be served to the level that you want. And if you've ever had this thought, maybe you're listening right now and you got, you know, you're nodding your head right now. You're like, yeah, I have had this thought, or I was on vacation at one point and I couldn't be quote unquote fully present to the vacation because I was stressing about the business. Well, If you've ever experienced this, if you've ever had these thoughts, even if it's like you just want to take a week away from your business, you're definitely not alone. This is a common situation that so many entrepreneurs have that I talk to. And for years, this was me. Here's an example, and this is like ingrained in my brain as sort of like a traumatic experience for me in some fashion, where I was in Paris on vacation with my wife, Amy, one year. And I remember sitting in this hotel. It was this beautiful hotel. It was had a view of, well, you kind of had to like move your head around. You had to like arc your neck to be able to see it. But you could see the Eiffel Tower from the hotel. Just a really, really cool experience. And they had this little lounge off the lobby, it had this gas fireplace. And so I was sitting in the lounge by myself, and this, you know, super cozy fireplace is going right in there. I had a cappuccino right there. And there I was with my laptop open and I was working because I was having this panic attack. I was having like a legitimate panic attack about my business. I was so anxious about the business drying up, crashing and burning, you name it, while I was away. And I think on that vacation, we were traveling for like a few weeks. And at that point we were in Paris, and I was so stressed that things were going to come crashing down. And the reason for that, well, number one, mindset, always mindset, right? But we're not going to be diving into mindset in this particular episode. But the reason I was having that anxiety and looking at the business in that way is because I hadn't yet set up the systems and processes and my team in the business so that it ran like a machine. My goal for you, my friend, is to create a machine-like business, to create predictability in your business so that you can take a whole bunch of time away from your business, and it's just running smoothly without you, right? You've removed yourself from the day-to-day, and it's the whole cliche, you're working on your business rather than in your business. And this is a huge focus of the work that we do with our members inside of our Accelerator Coaching Program, by the way. If you want to check that out, it's application only. It's rickmulready.com/accelerator, or just shoot me an email, rick@rickmulready.com, and let me know what you're struggling with in your business. right now. This is for established online course creators, coaches, maybe you have a membership program. And so when I got back from our trip, I dove into making improvements in the business. And I started with my mindset around it. But again, I don't want to, that's outside the scope of this particular quick tip, what I'm talking about here. And so when I dove into making improvements, I did this exercise. And it's this first exercise that I did that had the biggest impact. And that's what I want to share with you here today. And it gave me a huge feeling of relief once I did this exercise. And it's an exercise, actually. And the reason I'm sharing this with you right now is because I just recently, as I'm recording this, we just recently did this exercise. I did it for one of our accelerator members at our live retreat in Las Vegas. And she was preparing for a 6-month trip with her family and was having the same kind of concerns around her business that I had experienced on that vacation in Paris. And so I knew exactly what she was going through, the type of stress and anxiety and everything. And so I took her through this exercise. And the exercise is breaking your business. That's right. I want you to break your business. And here's what I mean by that. I'm going to take you through this exercise right now. It's a multi-step exercise, but it's actually very, very simple. And this exercise starts with just doing a brain dump. What are all the things that you think could go wrong in your business? And I don't edit yourself. Just get it all out there. Just brain dump it. Just start writing or typing. Now, quick caveat here to this exercise. Don't get me wrong. This is not like doom and gloom thinking about your business. And I'm not trying to get you to think of like worst case scenarios all the time. And like, that's the focus of your thoughts. Now, we are sort of worst case scenarioing things, but it's from the place of an exercise to get you to that more machine-like business with predictability and allowing you to step away as the CEO. Okay. So first step, brain dump. What are all the things that you think could go wrong in your business? Get them all out there. And then for each one of those things that you've written down, I now want you to write down the potential impact that that thing could have on your business. So let's just say, for example, I don't know, whatever you've written down, the impact is your incoming leads would dry up. You know, the incoming leads coming into your business would dry up, which would greatly affect revenue because that is a source of your, I don't know, coming into your evergreen funnel. I'm just making this up, right? But that could be a really big impact to your specific business. For other people, maybe not so much. But maybe that's one of the things that you write down. Even better, get super specific, which with each of those impacts that you write down, giving, you know, very tangible and maybe even numbers driven potential effects. The more specific that you can be, the better. Okay. Once you have written down the potential impact, then I want you to prioritize each one based on that impact to your business, which is the most impactful that you think is the most impactful to your business. Keep in mind, within this list that you're creating here, the 80-20 principle is going to be in effect. And what I mean by that is 20% of the overall list that you have brain dumped is going to affect your business the most. So if you've brain dumped 10 things that potentially could go wrong, two of them are going to be the most important things, you know, the biggest impact on your business. So just be looking for that, right? Now, next to each prioritized thing that could potentially go wrong, I want you to put who would be responsible on your team for owning that particular thing that you've written down. Put next to each prioritized thing that could potentially go wrong, who would be responsible for owning that thing? And then once you've done that, what would need to happen by that person in order to fix the issue? And now that you've written down the potential problem, the potential impact to the business, you prioritize these things, you have then noted who would be responsible on your team for dealing with that issue or fixing that issue, if you will, then what is the fix? Like, what would that person, like, what is the fix to that potential issue? So you have your problem or your potential problem, right? Potential problem. You've already prioritized it. You have the impact, the potential impact on your business. You have who is responsible, who would be responsible for fixing that issue or owning that issue even better. And then how does, like, what is the fix to that problem, right? So if your leads have dried up, right, which is a big impact to your business, let's just say, maybe it's that your, I don't know, I'm just making this up, your ad campaign has completely tanked, right? Okay, so what is the fix? What should that person do? What is the action that needs to be taken in order to fix that issue? So you've kind of, and I recommend doing like a spreadsheet for this. Once you've done that step, does that person know that A, that they own this issue, and B, do they know how to fix it? You've already written down what the fix is. Does the person who's owning that issue know what the fix is? And then the last step to this is to meet with the respective team members on your team and take them through each of the things that they are responsible for to make sure there is very clear communication and expectations that they understand that they're responsible for this thing. And take them through this exercise, why you're doing this exercise. Remember, you as the CEO are the what and the why person. The person on your team is responsible for the how to do that. But in this exercise, you are coming up with a solution. And even better, what I like this even better is, hey, go to your team member who would own this problem and say, how would you fix this problem? And you work together on the solution. And if you don't have somebody on your team to deal with a particular issue, well, then that brings up awareness to the fact that you may need to hire somebody to fill a role on your team. Okay, so this is a very, very easy exercise to do, yet it's really powerful. You're identifying what are all the potential things that could go wrong if I'm not working, you know, if I'm away from the business. And then you prioritize them based on the impact on potential impact on the business. Okay. Who is responsible for owning that potential issue? And then working with that person to let them know, if they don't already know, that, hey, they own this issue if it were to happen, and then work together on what is the solution to that. So that the idea is to get these things in place so that when you take time away from your business, that everything's has a place, everything's all set. Right? This is how you create that more machine-like flow in your business. And it gives you the peace of mind knowing that you've accounted for these types of concerns in your business, especially if you're somebody who identifies with having anxiety like I do. And so your action item from today's quick tip is to take some time away from wherever you work, you know, wherever you do your work, for your business. You know, I work here at home. I have an office at home. So I would go to a coffee shop or wherever it might be. And I want you to do this exercise. And your business is going to be a whole lot stronger for the exercise. So you have my permission, my friend, even though you don't need it. Go break your business with intention. Thank you, my friend, as always, for listening to today's episode. I appreciate you. I'll see you right back here for the next episode here of the Art of Online Business podcast.